It took hours behind closed doors, but council members narrowed their list from 6 candidates to 3. Interim Dallas City Manager A.C. Gonzalez, former county manager from Raleigh, North Carolina, David Cook, and Oakland City Administrator Deanna Santana. A second round of interviews will begin next week. Dallas City Councilman Philip Kingston says it's important to get the right person for the job because there's literally no one more influential in local government.
When I say influential, I don't mean from a policy perspective. That remains the council's job. But in terms of execution, moving our city government forward, that's got to be somebody who is highly talented and someone who is an absolute partner to the council, someone who's going to give the council unvarnished data and professional advice.
Gonzalez is considered a front runner. He served for years as assistant city manager, but following his handling of a controversial limousine ordinance, he said his actions were among the worst decisions of his career. Willie Cawthram, a former city councilman who served Dallas in the late 1960s, says when he was on the council, he always favored the candidate from inside Dallas, but he admits an outsider could do the job too.
If they're a good, fast learner and qualified, he or she could come in here and learn and do it very quickly too. But overall, Dallas has always taken the path for at least the last 50 years.
The person who accepts the job will be responsible for some 12,000 employees and an annual budget of $3 billion. The former city manager was paid more than $300,000. The council expects to make a final decision on the 15th Dallas city manager by the end of the month. Dua Hli, Sai Kow Tao, KERA News.